The desert southwest has its dangers. Rattlesnakes and scorpions, tarantulas and Gila monsters. Commentator Scott Thiboni says a much greater threat is the chili pepper.
One morning outside El Paso, I pulled into a cafe near the border on the theory that the closer to Mexico, the better the Mexican food. A waitress brought an order of chorizo and eggs with a chili pepper balanced on the side. Unable to identify the variety, I took a nibble and let it sit on the tongue for a few moments, using the same precautions for testing an unknown plant in the wild. With no immediate burning, I swallowed and waited. It had a pleasant, fresh taste, and without a second thought, I took a big bite. And then the realization suddenly hit. I had made a serious mistake. The slow burn picked up momentum and quickly passed the pain threshold. My tongue felt blistered. A sip of coffee only made it worse. My nose began to run, and my eyes began to water as sweat broke out on my upper lip. By the time the pain receptors on the tip of the tongue had numbed, those on the back kicked in. The thought of death by chili became a stark reality, and I mentally checked my vitals. While traveling south of the border, I'd eaten my share of hot foods. One time, a group of friendly mountain climbers invited me to a party on the side of a volcano at 15,000 feet. They had packed up a bottle of tequila, a guitar, and a can of jalapeno peppers. The leader offered me one, and the others turned to watch its effects. But I'd already learned to eat a jalapeno the way a dog eats a bumblebee, all teeth and no lips, then one fast gulp. You have to swallow it whole and smile while doing it. But this El Paso chili was hotter than a jalapeno, probably the local variety nicknamed Levanta Muertos, the infamous Raise the Dead chili. Hundreds of different varieties are grown in the Southwest, a region where some people eat chilies with every meal, and many are selected for one trait only, their pyrotechnic effect. Usually the more innocent looking, the hotter they are, so I should have known before biting into this one. Now all I could do was grip the table and wait, trying to imagine who the first person was to eat a hot pepper and call it food.
The comments of Scott Thiboni, a writer based in Flagstaff, Arizona.